Good morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM. My name's Charlie Driver. It's a beautiful day in the early part of May. It's 7:40. And we're going to play some fun music here that isn't all classical, like this processional behind us. I'm here with a guest in studio because for the first time in months, someone has decided to join me.
Yep. Sometimes it's hard waking up at like 6:30 in the morning to come here.
Yeah, but so. I feel like Rich. I feel like people should. This is Rich, by the way.
Yes.
I feel like
I'm
people
Rich.
Should value me beyond their sleep. I should be valued above them getting their full 7, 8, 9 hours.
I came 3 or 4 weeks in a row. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, at the beginning of the semester.
Yeah.
But then once you get in the middle of the semester, that's when you figure out what people really want.
Yeah.
And I guess people really want sleep more than they want to, you know, spend time with me.
Oh my God.
Which
shut
is
up.
So unfortunate.
No, it was like, it was all those things I was just like,
Yeah.
If it were 8 a.m., it would be different. Because, like, I get up at 7:30, like some mm-hmm. weekdays and stuff. But, like, 6:30 is just the new level, you know?
I guess so. It's not that bad, having done it for 2 semesters. Mind you, I missed the last 2 weeks. First week, because I was just kind of... I had an interview, and I needed to sleep in a little, because I couldn't get to sleep. Yeah. And then last week, I had a late night, and I tried, but I fell short.
You tried.
But I'm back now. It's my last one of the semester.
Mm-hmm.
Probably my last one in this time slot, because I don't know if I'll stick with this time slot next semester, but we'll see. But either way, it's the last show till summer, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we both move out tomorrow.
It's fun time. Yep, fun times. Fun times ahead. What are you doing for the summer, Charlotte?
I'm working at the mayor's office for Bill de Blasio in New York.
There you go. Making change one step at a time.
And Rich, you're in a play.
That's right. I'm going to be in Detroit this summer doing hockey. Hockey the Musical.
Exciting, exciting. Sounds, no offense, kind of trashy, but like I bet it'll be good.
I've embraced it.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, should we get started on some music this morning?
Yeah, let's do it. We can talk a little later.
All right, we're going to start out with a band from New Jersey that you may know from a different single, but this is a different song from the same album. This is Fountains of Wayne.
Face. Now you're leaving New York. talking, but the whiskey says I miss you every day. Sip my drink and stare out into space. Now you're leaving New York for no better place. Now you're leaving New York for no better place.
Watching the clock, it's 4 o'clock, it's got to
stop till you take no more. She practices her speech as he opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over. She lies and says she's in love with him, can't find a better man. She dreams in color, she dreams in red, can't find a better man.
just a knot in the small of your back. You could work it out with your fingers. It's just a tune that got stuck in your head. You could work it out with your fingers. It's just some numbers tangled up in your thumbs. You could work it out with your fingers. It's just a simple growl missing from the person you miss. A reminder you could always be a little bit better than that. So try and get better and don't ever accept less. Take a plain black marker and write this on your chest.
That abrupt ending to a song was Frank Turner with Get Better. That's off his most recent album, Positive Songs for Negative People, which if you were listening and you thought, am I at a concert? You weren't. But that album, he said in multiple interviews that he wanted it to really get the feeling of a live show. And having been to one of his live shows, it sounds a bit like it.
Did it, audience members who are listening right now, did it succeed? You gotta let us know.
Before that, we had Pearl Jam with Better Man off of their Vitalogy album. I guess that's how you pronounce it. It's V-I-T-A-L-O-G-Y. Vitalogy.
Yeah, I guess. Vitalogy.
Better Man off of Vitalogy. By Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder, Phone In, if that's not how you're supposed to pronounce it. Before that, The Kinks with Better Things, and then Fountains of Wayne, the band that did Stacey's Mom, with the other song they have, well, one of many other songs they have, No Better Place, from the great, great album Welcome Interstate Managers from 2003. And Rich, guess what? We have more than one listener this morning.
Whoa,
that I know about.
What up?
My mom is probably listening either live or on delay, and
hey, mom,
John's probably
up?
Listening. I probably gonna listen to this later today while he's putting off studying for finals. But we have a live listener. It's Alana B. Goldberg. Everyone's
hey, Alana B. Goldberg.
Everyone's favorite newly licensed translator.
Awesome.
Yeah, because she's packing and she has to get her stuff picked up by 9. So
oh,
she got
man.
Up early to pack and listen into the show.
I feel that. Hey, early morning. It's a very productive
great
time.
Great time.
Yes,
top time.
Exactly.
Yeah, so thanks for tuning in, Alana. Yeah, hopefully I don't drive you away from this friendship with poor music. Also, Emily Hoffman is listening in. She felt hurt that she didn't get a shout out. So she can get one too.
Shout out.
Yeah, fair enough.
Exactly.
All right, let's move to some ska, Rich.
Ska.
Do you know about ska?
Ska.
Ska is one of those genres that people don't ever understand. Or, like, they've heard of, but it's more of, like, just an idea in their head.
Yeah, I've never heard it.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of, to an extent, it's when white men got their hands on Caribbean music.
Law.
But it's not cultural appropriation. It's more they took those influences and combined it with Western musical styles to create something beautiful. And so we're going to hear...
But not like Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, no, not at all. I don't play Latin pop on this show. That's not what this is about. No, what I do play, though, is the English beat.
The English, yes.
Yeah, the English Beat, who were in England actually were known as The Beat, but when there was already a band called The Beat in America, so when they wanted to start releasing records across the Atlantic, they had to change their name and add the English tagline so people would know who they are. So this is them.
I don't need my mother. Just hold my hand while I come. people down town as well. The old time groove is really not well. So when you reach the bottom line, the only thing to do is climb. Pick yourself up off the floor. Don't know what you're waiting for. The tune of economic decline. When you do the bottom line, nagging questions they always remain. Why did this happen and who was to blame? When you reach the bottom line, the only thing to do is hide. Sober off the floor. Don't know what you're waiting for.
The Jam with some music for the last couple there, off of Sound Effects from 1980. Before that, Joe Strummer's band that he formed after the Clash broke up, Big Audio Dynamite with The Bottom Line. That's a live version from their performance at the Town and Country Club in London in 1992. And before that, The English Beat with Save It For Later, off of the wonderful album Special Beat Service. Rich.
Yes.
Throwing it over to you.
Okay.
Give me a hot take right now.
A hot take. Well, that's not the Audio Dynamite one, but the Jam.
Yeah.
That opening, wow, was riveting. It was just like,
yeah, no, ping. It's weird, but it always gets me.
Ping.
And that's why I played it.
Ping.
Yeah.
Yes. I couldn't tell like what vibe they were going for like,
yeah,
20 seconds.
But then it gets just back into classic Jam territory.
Yeah.
That was a really hot take, by the way.
Thank you.
I was expecting something like either slightly racist or...
Oh, sorry.
Or like, yeah.
Sorry, I disappointed.
Yeah, you failed. I was just
captivated with the ping and the bing and the slow drum rolls, you know what I mean? It was really riveting for me.
Good.
Oh yeah.
That's what I like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're gonna take just a moment's break now to listen to a PSA. Once I pick one. All right, we'll do this.
Do something fun.
Let's get crazy!
In movies, when someone at a party jumps into a pool fully dressed, everyone cheers them on and jumps in too. Just so you know, in real life parties, nobody jumps in after you. You just look stupid.
Come on, jump in! Come on!
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wow, these PSAs are a lot.
Yeah. Wait, what happened to the whole binder thing?
I don't know. I couldn't find it. That's why I did that recording.
What?
Yeah.
Man, because I like getting my low voice on and sort of saying it like,
Today, I'm afraid, because I don't actually know where the binder is.
Yeah.
But if it turns up, maybe next semester.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think it'd be fun to jump into a pool.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Then,
yeah, jumping into a pool is all fun and games, but... Drunk driving?
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, no, not really.
But I don't know how the metaphor, like, connected, like...
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like if someone jumped into the pool, and it would just be like, yeah, let's jump into the pool. And
yeah.
And I'll jump into the pool. And then we get out and be like, okay.
Don't know.
I don't know. Whatevs. But all right. I do agree. Do not drink and drive. That is bad. Helpful tips.
All right.
Our morning show.
Yeah, Rich is very prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Rich is a good role model.
Thank you.
Everyone be more like Rich Kirby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're looking musically, maybe people should be more like Ben Folds.
That's right.
Pale pubescent beasts roam through the streets and coffee shops. Their prey gather in herds of stiff kneeling skirts and white ankle socks. But while they search for a mate, my type hibernate in bedrooms above, composing their songs of love. They cannot disguise, while I
time. Let the sun shine down from above and fill you with songs.
Speaking of communication, oh, and eat it. Eat it, you can't. good place to be. Don't believe I a good place to be. Don't believe I speak a different language and it's never really hard to me. Don't believe I, oh no, cause it's never been really hard for me. What a good place to be. Don't believe.
You could say that I'm
Jukebox the Ghost with Schizophrenic off of their album Everything Under the Sun. Schizophrenia, excuse me, that's from 2010. Before that, the House Martins with Happy Hour off of London Nil Hull 4. Short but sweet, post-Smith sort of pop from 1986. Before that, Bare Naked Ladies. Yeah, Rich, they have another song that isn't 1 week, and they're actually very good. That was Enid off of their album Gordon. And before that, Ben Folds, Songs of Love off of the Super Sunny Speed Graphic, the LP.
I like the Enid song.
That yeah, was no,
like,
it's good.
That was like my favorite of the set that we just played. That was like... Yeah,
it's good.
I like that one. The last one was like... That singer was like all over the
place.
Yeah,
he's got a nice falsetto.
I was like, whoa.
So you know how it's the last show of the semester, right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I thought to myself, you know what I can play? I can play one day more from Les Mis, because that's... It's one day until I move out, and there's like symbolic.
One day more.
But then,
see, I could sing it.
But then
you could just have the half hour.
Then I realized that I wasn't musical theater trash.
See, I would play
mainstream
it.
Musical theater trash.
I'm mainstream.
Yeah, but I am not mainstream musical theater trash. Anyway, here's Hamilton.
Folks love more than going downtown and slumming it with the poor. They pull up in their carriages and gawk at the students in the common just to watch them talk. Take Philip Schuyler, the man is loaded. Uh-oh, but little does he know that his daughters, Peggy, Angelica, Eliza, sneak into the city just to watch all the guys.
Work, work.
Angelica.
Work, work.
Eliza.
And Peggy.
Work, work. The Schuyler sisters.
Angelica.
Peggy.
Eliza.
Work.
Daddy said to be home by sundown.
Daddy doesn't need to know.
Daddy said not to go downtown.
Like I said, you're free to go.
But look around, look around. The revolution's happening in New York.
New York. Work.
It's bad enough Daddy wants to go to war.
People shouting in the square.
It's bad enough there'll be violence on our shore.
New ideas in the air.
I'm looking for a mind at
work.
I'm looking for a mind at
work.
I'm looking for a mind at
work.
There's nothing like summer in the city. Someone in a rush next to someone looking pretty. Excuse me, miss, I know it's not funny, but your perfume smells like your daddy's got money. While you slumming in the city in your fancy heels, you searching for an urchin who can give you ideals.
Sir, you disgust me.
Ah, so you disgust me. I'm a trust fund baby, you can trust me.
I've been reading Common Sense by Thomas Paine. So men say that I'm intense or I'm insane. You want a revolution, I want a revelation. So listen to my declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And when I meet Thomas Jefferson, I'ma compel him to include women in the sequel.
Work!
Look around, look around, and how lucky we are to be alive right now.
Look around, look around, and how lucky we are to be alive.
Closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. help you cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to find an ironclad leave for yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say, it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a balk-line game, I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degrade. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listening to some big out-of-town Jasper, hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set down right on a horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy sitting on Dan Patch, make your blood boil, well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got one, two, three, four, five, six pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away there, noontime, supper time, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled or the screen door patched or the beach tank pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with the cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker shirt tail young ones peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble. Folks right here in River City, trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm gonna be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They'll be trying out Bevo, trying out Q-Babs, trying out TaylorMades like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with Sen-Sen. One fine night, they leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the armory, libertine men and scarlet women, and ragtime, shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of a jungle, animal instinct, masteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble.
Oh,
right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school.
Our children, children gonna have trouble. Trouble.
Mothers of River City,
trouble.
Heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz bang? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell, and so's your old man. Well, if so, my friends, you got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
Our children, children gonna have trouble.
Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is a devil's tool.
Devil's tool.
Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. Here we got big, big trouble.
With a T.
With a capital T.
And that stands for pool.
You got trouble from the Music Man there. That's Robert Preston. That's the original Broadway cast recording. Before that, we had the Schuyler sisters, Renee Elise Goldberry, Philippa Sue, and Jasmine Cephas Jones from the Hamilton cast album. So some Broadway new and old there. To just about close out the semester,
yes,
of Pop and Circumstance. I'll be back. Look on the schedule in the fall. I'll have a time. Probably gonna aim for the morning. Don't know if it'll be this exact slot, but we'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Rich, you might come back on at some point.
I might come back. If it's 8 a.m., I'll definitely be there more often.
We'll see what it is. So that's it for the semester. That's it for me this week. Next week, maybe there'll be someone. Probably not. It'll just probably be Automation. But you can listen to the
Automation.
You can listen to this show again, yes, on demand for the next 2 weeks.
There you go.
Which is a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
In the meanwhile,
relax.
Semester's over.
Yes.
Almost. And Pop and Circumstance, Season 1,
peace,
is over too. This is Electric Light Orchestra. Have a great day and a great summer.
It's over. It's over.